Hello, what's up, Asanga? Welcome everyone to today's pronunciation challenge. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope everyone had a lovely weekend, and I hope you all enjoyed our live stream on Friday. I'm actually recording this before the live stream, so I hope it went well. I hope everyone learned something, everyone enjoyed it, and I hope we have some new listeners. If you're new here, welcome. We are thrilled to have you. Without any further ado, I'm going to get on to our challenge for today. So today's challenge comes from the video called What is Medical Tourism? And I'm not sure if medical tourism is something that is commonly talked about in Taiwan, but I know it's a big problem and I guess also a big industry in many parts of the world. I know, for example, for those who don't know, I'm from Canada. And although we have relatively good healthcare and public healthcare in Canada, for certain operations you still have to pay, and sometimes it can be very expensive. So, for example, plastic surgery, or sometimes dental surgery, that's surgery for your teeth. Some people will go to Mexico. I actually know a family friend of ours that is a friend of my family, who went to Mexico to get fake teeth because it was like a lot cheaper, which is kind of crazy that it was cheaper to fly to Mexico and of course fly back and get an operation there than it was just to get the operation in Canada. Anyway, so that's an example of medical tourism. And of course it's a very controversial topic, and the video talks a little bit about that. So if you're interested, take a look. And anyway, we're going to get on to our challenge now. Healthcare providers, too, can be required to change their practices in order to accommodate and cater to foreigners. A recent report on healthcare in developed countries ranked the U.S. last in effectiveness and efficiency. So that is quite a tricky one. If you are new to the pronunciation challenge, I hope that did not scare you away. There's a couple pretty big and pretty difficult words in those sentences, but bear with me. We're going to go through these words and explain the pronunciation and how to use them. So our first words are provider and provide. Provider and provide. So provider is directly translated is just 提供者. So it actually has the same meaning. So you could say a healthcare provider or an internet provider. That's of course a company or a firm or whatever that provides healthcare or an internet connection or anything like that. That is a provider. And next is provide. So of course providers provide things. And provide is just 提供. And the meaning, I think, is quite similar in Chinese, so there's not too much to explain. So you could say the company provides many different services. That would be like, the company 提供很多服务, 这家公司提供很多服务, something like that. And next we have required and obligated. Required and obligated. So in the video, they say, healthcare providers too can be required to change their practices in order to blah blah blah. That just means that they have to do that. That means they must do that. So if they are required to change their practices, that means that they have no choice. It is mandatory. So you could say politicians are required to disclose their business dealings. That means that if you have any businesses or connections and you become a politician, it means that you must disclose them. That just means you must tell the public. You must publicly announce what those business connections or dealings are. And just the exact same way, you could use the word obligated. Obligated. And obligated, in at least this case, and in many other cases, has the same meaning. It just means you have to. You must do something. You don't have a choice. It is mandatory. So you could also, just like this previous sentence, you could say politicians are obligated to disclose their business dealings. That is the same meaning. And next we have developed and developing. Developed and developing. So developed is 发达的 or 先进的. And in this case, as well as in many other cases, this word is used to refer to countries. So developed countries and developing countries. So you could say Germany is a developed country, a developed country. It is part of the developed world. And the developed world just essentially means the group of developed countries. I guess the group of the most developed countries. That's kind of like the developed world. Of course, that definition probably is different depending on what source you look at, but there's a kind of general understanding of that being a group of developed countries. Anyway, I'm kind of getting off topic. And so for the word developing, that just, of course, means that something is still in the process of its development. It's still developing, right? So developed kind of implies that it has finished developing, or it is at least developed to a point where it can be considered developed. It's hard to explain. And then developing kind of just implies that it is simply in the process of developing and not yet developed. Anyway, some people believe that the term developing, when referring to countries, is just a replacement for the term third world. That was a term that was very commonly used a few years ago, you know, third world countries. And that kind of has a negative connotation to it. Some people find it offensive because it kind of makes these countries seem like they are inferior, that they are on a lower level. But actually developing has a slightly different meaning. Developing actually does imply that these countries are showing some sort of upward direction, right? For example, if your economy is, you know, very small and very weak, but also declining, you are not actually a developing country. So that's actually something that I think many native speakers kind of have confused. Although that's not so much a language thing as it is a, I guess, like an economic understanding thing. But anyway, maybe we'll explain that more in another pronunciation challenge. Finally, we have effectiveness and efficiency. Effectiveness and efficiency. And while these two words are very commonly used together, they actually have different meanings. And I think people just kind of put them together because they often think that it just sounds good, I guess. But effectiveness has to do with how well something is being done. So that means that it refers to how well a goal is being achieved, right? So, for example, if you are shoveling snow, you know, you have a driveway that is full of snow, and you need to get the snow off the driveway. If you are doing it effectively, that means that you are getting a lot of the snow, or all of the snow, off the driveway, right? Because your goal is to make the driveway dry, or empty, or, you know, whatever, uncovered. You want there to be no snow in the driveway. So if you are good at doing that, if you are working effectively, that means that you successfully got the snow off the driveway. But if you work efficiently, it means that you did it in a very short amount of time. And efficient doesn't actually necessarily refer to time, but it refers to some sort of resource. You know, you often say cars are like gas efficient, fuel efficient, or a fridge is energy efficient. That just means that the car can drive by using not that much gas, or this fridge can run and keep things cool by not using that much energy. I think you guys get the idea. Yeah, so that's a little difference between effectiveness and efficiency. Anyway, that's all we have for today for vocabulary. So I'm going to read our challenge one more time, and then we will wrap it up. Healthcare providers, two. can be required to change their practices in order to accommodate and cater to foreigners. A recent report on healthcare in developed countries ranked the U.S. last in effectiveness and efficiency. That's all we have for today. Thank you all for listening, and as usual, I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings and reading your comments, and I will see you all on the next one. Bye!